Dr. Suleiman rattles off a long list of the various ways his organization is helping to fight the coronavirus pandemic. But he says the biggest challenge is hunger. Suleiman says before the pandemic, the group was fighting a drought in several parts of South Africa. And now with the lockdown cutting off many incomes, thousands are desperate for food.
Parents were sending the kids to dump sites to go and look for food in dump sites. And every time a dump truck comes, the children are excited. There's something to eat from that rotten mess that's coming there.
Suleiman says one of his major criticisms of the government's handling of COVID-19 is that no disaster management plan seems to be in place. He says across the country, Gift of the Giver staff hear the same thing from many people, that promised state-sponsored food parcels and financial assistance have not arrived. He also says in many places, protective equipment for medical staff has also not arrived.
We've been to 180 health facilities, and everywhere we went, the CEOs, the head of the department, the management, nursing staff would come out and they would start dancing, even for a simple thing like a non-contact thermometer. And we would ask, but why are people behaving like this? And they would say, we're waiting for weeks and some places for months, but nothing has been sent to us. Our staff have been infected. We're scared to see the patients. Our family members have died, colleagues have died, simply because we don't have protection.
During its almost three decades in existence, Gift of the Givers has made a difference in other countries too.
In 2011, we moved into Somalia and Mogadishu when the famine was killing thousands of children a day. We set up hospitals, we sent in medical teams, we sent in dietitians and food aid, and we've been busy with Somalia ever since, collectively sending a couple of hundred containers of food aid over the several years. In 2002, we were involved in the Republic of Congo, where an explosion of ammunition in a residential area killed many civilians. And there we sent in medical teams, search and rescue teams, trauma counselors.
The group also has worked in Malawi, Zimbabwe, Rwanda, and other countries. Suleiman explains how a meeting with a Sufi master in Istanbul, Turkey, led to the birth of the organization.
On the 6th of August, 92, on a Thursday night, after a previous session, the master looked me in the eye and in fluent Turkish, and I don't speak a word of Turkish, he said to me, my son, I'm not asking you. I'm instructing you to form an organization. The name will be Gift of the Givers. You will serve all people of all races, of all religions, of all colors, of all classes, of all cultures, of any geographical location, and of any political affiliation. But you will serve them unconditionally. You will not expect anything in return.
Suleiman says while many groups struggle for funding at this time of COVID-19, Gift of the Givers regularly gets offers from donors. He says the group hasn't received a cent from the South African government, but South African citizens make substantial contributions. And he says big businesses such as banks, insurance and food companies also have helped.
Microsoft has been doing projects with us for the last 2 years. Ford Foundation has given a substantial amount of money. So, and Walmart gave us close to $7 million from America, and from locally, they gave us a lot of things in kind in South Africa.
Since its founding, Gift of the Givers has delivered more than 3 billion South African rand, or nearly 200 million US dollars of aid to 44 countries. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.